just tired, man, of the police brutality. It shouldn't affect on the community like this.
I pray it'll stop, but I see it getting worse.
And you come into a community that looks exactly like the public housing that you saw in The Wire, then you're more than likely, I think, to bring the biases with you.
You know, in front of that police station, you think everybody would be embarrassed in the city just to see the conditions that people live under right around here.
We just want justice.
Although he had a pocket knife, they shouldn't have killed him. That wasn't right.
Hard times in the city. In a hard time by the city.
We have to hold it up until we die.
Ain't nowhere to run to. There ain't nothing here for free.
We have to fight, although we have to die.
Looking at how society here has forgotten about this community.
And when you look around, you see really the vastness and diversity of this city. And we all here together.
I won't say that it's warranted. I would say that there is an underlying issue. And anger causes people to react in many different ways.
We can start right here in Baltimore City and demand justice for all of our people. And we don't care whether you're black, whether you're white, or whether you're gay, or whether you're Jew, or whether you're Catholic, whether you're male or female, we are one city, one community, and we stand right here, right now, on the corner of this street, in front of this police department, and we tell them right now that we're demanding justice for Freddie Gray.
The whole damn system!
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.